Hello, and welcome to part three of our dive into The Reformers, a local theater company, but prefer to simply be known as The Reformers. The group has been in existence for over 5 years now, and while somewhat relatively known in small groups, typically goth knitting circles and the Portland chapter of the Asia Fan Club, today we are going to chat about The Reformers' history and present. Let's take off. Hello. Are we going to converse today? Yes, I will. I am going to talk today. Hello. This is Sweet Purple coming to you live from the Reformers HQ, the Quiet Room. It's day three. I have stolen our host's microphones and wanted to give you an inside glimpse of our community, but asking Blue to do that turned out to be a bad idea, so I am in here. Day three. I know that they're rehearsing out there, and I know that I should be joining them, but I'm locked in, so I can't. We open Lear tomorrow. I'm very excited. I can't wait to show everyone what we've been working on. It will be an event to remember and a pleasure to behold. I wanted to give you all an inside look into our community and talk to the people that you've heard so much about over the past few weeks. Interview them, listen to their words, and sponge paint those words onto to the walls of your mind. But no sponges today, and no paint. I will serve my time faithfully and quietly in the quiet room. And I will give you some basic insight. Agains. Now I am alone. Now. I am alone. Now I am alone. What a rogue and peasant slave am I? Is it not monstrous that this player here, but in a fiction, in a dream of passion, could force his soul so to his own conceit that from her working all his visage waned, tears in his eyes, distraction in its aspect, a broken voice, and his whole function suiting with forms to his conceit, and all for nothing. For Hecuba. What's Hecuba to him, or he to Hecuba, that he should weep for her? And what would he do had he the motive and the cue for passion that I have? He would drown the stage with tears and cleave the general ear with horrid speech, make mad the guilty and appall the free, confound the ignorant and amaze indeed the very faculties of ears and eyes. Yet I, a dull and muddy-mettled rascal, peak like John of Dreams, unpregnant of my cause, and can say nothing. No, not for a king upon whose property and most dear life a damned defeat was made. Am I a coward? Who calls me villain, breaks my pate across, plucks my beard and blows it in my face, tweaks me by the nose, gives me the lie in the throat as deep as to the lungs? Who does me this? Swoons! I should take it, for it cannot be. But I am pigeon-livered and lack gall to make oppression bitter, or ere this I should have fatted all the region's kites with this slave's awful, bloody body, villain, remorseless, treacherous, lecherous, kindless villain. Oh, vengeance! Why? What an ass am I? This is most brave. That I, the friend of the dear murdered, prompted to my revenge by heaven and hell, must, like a whore, unpack my words and fall a-cursing like a very drab, a scallion, fie upon it, fuh, about my brain. I have heard that guilty creatures sitting at a play have, by the very cutting of the scene, been struck so to the soul that presently they have proclaimed their malefactions. For murder, though it have no tongue, will speak with most miraculous organ. I'll have these players play something like the murder of my friend before my community. I'll observe his looks. I'll tend him to the quick. If he but blench, I know my course. The spirit that I have seen may be the devil, and the devil hath power to assume a pleasing shape, yea, and perhaps out of my own weakness and my melancholy, as he is very potent with such spirits, abuses me to damn me. I'll have grounds more relative than this. The play's the thing whereon to catch the conscience of the king. I am sweet purple. This is my confession. Blue Orb won't hear that or this and any, really. He only edits the first and last minutes of anything. He's never directed a full play in his life. Why he thought he could produce, direct, and star in Lear as a fucking... I don't even know. I can speak freely here, and he will never know, so long as I, you know, bookend it. In 2008, I killed Rod Sturgill of Rod Sturgill's Mattress Madness and Betting Emporium. It was a hot summer night, and the moon was full. I had no home and was living in a Geo Metro I found on the side of the highway near Scappoose. I had no money, and my only possessions were the clothes on my back. That night, there was a man walking down the street, and I offered to give him my car, if it was still running, I think, for $50. He took it, and I walked to a warehouse that I frequented that sold bedding and anything else that you might want at a reasonable price. I was buying pills from Rod Sturgill that night, and he tried to double the cost on me, and I snapped. I ripped his head off of his spine and shredded his body in a wood chipper that I found in the back. I had nothing. I was planning on those pills to end everything, and he just raised the price for nothing. No reason, no good reason at all. Afterwards, I took them all. I found a bottle of bourbon and drank it and closed my eyes for the last time. I dreamed of a paradise where everything was flipped. Left was right, up was down. The sky was below you, and you walked on the clouds. Nothing hurt, and the sadder I was, the happier I seemed. It was, had to have been heaven. It was heavenly. Unexplainable, unattainable, simple, honest, lovely, mirrored. The sun dripped from beneath me onto this vast infinity below as yolk in an egg. The forks weren't at the table, and the plate drifted away into sheer imagination. Nothing but blue and green and yellow and the most beautiful purple I had ever seen. Mountains of lavender. The smell, it was indescribable. The next morning, I woke in his warehouse, surrounded by my own refuse and blood and gore and now gently used bedding. It smelled like worms and vomit, and the taste in my mouth is something that hasn't gone away to this day. My soul left me that night. It exited this reality into a mirror dimension. It was happy, and I was a husk, an empty vehicle. Someone started knocking on the front door to get in, and I can't tell you why I did this, but I let him in, and he bought a mattress from me. And I offered him some other services like aura expungation and snake oil and blood siphoning, saying that we were expanding our business. I gave him a card that I found on Rod's desk, and that was it. I had just killed a man and stole his identity. I stole his family business, his livelihood, eventually his home, his clothes, his cat. I fired his employees, hired my own, redid his website in my image, and cut off ties to his family. He had everything very nicely labeled, no passwords on his phone, cached credentials for his email accounts, computers, a warehouse, product, money in his bank account. His mom took it the hardest when I said that I never wanted to speak to her again, and I said that I despised the very breath that she took. I think she tried to visit one day, but she didn't recognize me, and I just played dumb. I was one of Rod's employees, and she was to be banned from the premises. I don't regret any of that. I've never regretted anything in my life until now. I do regret what I have done to my family, to my community. I regret how bad I have allowed things to get. I regret being silent when I should have screamed. I regret not doing what I planned to do sooner. I'm sorry. To all of you, I'm so, so sorry. But all of this will change when we open Lear. Everything will change when the right moment comes, and it will come. I will correct all of this and take the hurt away. I will gladly accept whatever punishment the rest of the community sees fit to mete out. I deserve that punishment. They don't. They do not deserve this punishment. I will fix it. I will make everyone see what is going on. Blank Page will be revenged. Yeehaw, folks. Don't you dare forget about Rod Sturgill's Mattress Madness and Bedding Emporium, your one-stop shop for all your sleep-related needs since 1971.
faithful shoppers will recognize the same quality we've always offered, whereas newcomers will be thrilled by the exceptional comfort and affordability of a Sturgill mattress. From our top-of-the-line HypnoPump Comfort Plus series to our curbside revival buyback program, we have a sleep solution to suit every budget. We also offer a wide selection of other products and services, including mattress pads, comforters and duvet sets, box springs, headboards and bed frames, memory foam toppers, blackout curtains, sleep conditioning devices, beginning aura coaching, intermediate aura coaching, advanced aura coaching, paranormal diagnostics, EVP investigations, spectrox. Sea counseling, crystal healing, and touch land. So come on down, partner. Come and check out our extensive collection. Don't forget to tell them Rod sent you. In case Blue listens to this portion of it, our host never showed. I don't know why. But I'll carry on, and I will read his questions and answer them for us all. Tell us something about the experiences the reformers have offered in the past. No. Tell us about the formation of the reformers. No. Tell us how she came to be part of the reformers. No. Tell us about your life before the reformers. No. How have the reformers changed over the years? When did the reformers decide to become a community of friends? What was the first interaction with the reformers like? What influenced the reformers? Who influenced the reformers? What has changed the most since the reformers began? What would you change about the reformers? What is something you wish never happened? When did you first fear for your life? This was Rod Sturgill, Sweet Purple, signing off for the last time. I hope I get to meet some of you, but I doubt I will. Goodbye.